Little Alfred turned on the water hose and started irrigating him. I guess you know about cats and water. They don't get along. Old Pete had his ears pinned back, had a disgusted look on his face, and he was making a sound like a police siren. On a better day, I would have considered this good, wholesome entertainment. On a better day, I would have had something besides bacon on my mind. But this wasn't a better day. I curled up into a ball in front of the yard gate and tried to think of anything but food. I tried it all. Birds, rainbows, butterflies, pretty flowers. No luck. They all came out smelling like bacon grease. Well, whilst I was there, listening to the cement mixer in my stomach, the back door burst open and Sally Mae came out, her house coat flying in the breeze and the west side of her hair up in pink curlers.
Alfred! Oh, Alfred, you're covered with mud and shame on you for being mean to the cat. And the company's gonna be here any minute and the water pump quit working and we don't have any water pressure and I can't clean your daddy's ring around the bathtub and here you are wasting water and being mean to the cat.
She marched over to my little pal and gave him a swat on the behind. He squalled. Then she bent over to rescue her waterlogged pet, and he, being your typical dumb, ungrateful cat, hissed and scratched her. So she booted him across the yard and called him a name I'd never heard before. Judging by the tone of her voice, I would guess that it meant something besides sweetie pie. It was a good kick, too. When she got riled, old Sally Mae could be dangerous. Not only could she throw a rock, but she made a pretty good hand at booting cats. I was impressed. Also glad that I was outside the yard and out of her range. Well, she was definitely stirred up about little Alfred's muddy clothes and the ring around the bathtub and being late for the relatives who were coming for the Thanksgiving holiday. She stormed over to the hydrant and turned off the water. Then she looked down at little Alfred. His lower lip stuck out about 2 inches, and he didn't look too happy about the state of the world.
Your grandmother is going to be here any minute now with two of your cousins, and you picked this time of all times to play in the mud. Just look at you.
Little Alfred aimed his lip at her and stood on his tiptoes and said,
"Dummy."
Uh-oh, that was a big mistake. The boy should have kept his mouth shut. Even I could have told him that. For calling his mother a dummy, he got another swat on the behind. He squalled, but we heard no more of that dummy business.
Now you take those filthy clothes off right this minute, and I'll have to clean you up all over again, and I hope you haven't run all the water out of the pressure tank, and...
She glanced at her watch. Her eyebrows flew straight up.
Oh, my stars, they'll be here any minute!
While little Alfred peeled off his muddy clothes, Sally Mae made a dash to the water well, which was up the hill about 10 yards west of the house. To get there, she had to go out the yard gate. If you recall, I was curled up on the other side of the gate, hovering between sickness and death. She hit that gate with a full head of steam. Maybe she didn't see me on the other side. Surely if she'd seen me there, she wouldn't have opened the gate in such a way that it would hit me on the nose, but that's what she did. With a wild look in her eyes, the unrollered half of her hair flying around on her head, and her house coat sticking straight out behind her, she stepped in the middle of my back, tripped, stumbled, got up, turned back to me, and screamed,
"Get out of the gate, you moron! My mother-in-law is gonna be here in 5 minutes!"
Huh? Well, you know me. I can take a hint. I jacked my diseased body up off the ground, moved a full 6 inches to the west, and collapsed again. I wouldn't have done that for just anybody, but for Sally Mae, it was the least I could do. She opened the lid on the well house, said something to the snakes and spiders and water dogs down at the bottom, hit the reset button on the pump, and came charging back down the hill. Halfway down the hill, she looked up and saw little Alfred. He was standing buck naked in the flower bed, painting his tummy with mud and watering her flowers without the garden hose.
Alfred, get out of that!
Well, I was just lying there, minding my own business and trying to recover from the bacon poisoning. And, as I've pointed out, I had moved out of the gate, as she had requested. Or, to put it another way, I had pretty muchly moved out of the gate. I think she could have missed me if she had been paying attention to her business. Don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing Sally Mae. Over the years, she and I have had our differences of opinion, so to speak, and our relationship has had its ups and downs. More downs than ups, I would say. But basically, I'm a loyal dog. I try not to find fault with my master or his wife. What I'm driving at is that Sally Mae came zooming down the hill, stepped right in the middle of my stomach, stumbled, twisted her ankle, and went crashing into the fence. Let's get something straight before we get into the dark and bloody parts of this story. I had little or no control over the various processes of my body, which had been weakened by the toxic effects of the poisoned bacon grease. I knew, in the stillness of my heart, that this was the wrong time for my body to purge itself of deadly poisons, and I would have gladly chosen a different time and place had I been given a choice. But she had stepped right in the middle of my stomach, the very part of my body which was most inflamed and uneasy. Before I knew it, I had staggered to my feet. My head hung low, and suddenly my entire body was seized by a convulsion that began in the dark pit of my stomach and moved like a wave towards the end of my nose. My head moved up and down three times, and then... Exactly how and why I threw up in her shoe, I'll never know. It wasn't my idea. As near as I can tell, her shoe had come off when she'd taken that tumble, and did I put it there? Did I ask her to stomp on my stomach? Was it my fault that the water well quit working, or that little Alfred had painted himself with mud, or that her stupid kinfolks were coming for a visit? If she didn't like her stupid kinfolks, no, it wasn't my fault. But guess who got blamed for everything that had gone wrong in the entire 10,000 years of human history? Me. Okay, there we were. Once I had purged the poisons from my system, I felt much better, and at that point my concern shifted from myself to Sally Mae. I mean, she was leaning against the fence, moaning and holding her ankle. Hey, my master's wife was injured, and what she needed was a loyal dog to lick her in the face and, you know, to give her some encouragement. That's what I had in mind when I rushed to her side. I was in the process of reeling out my tongue to give her a nice, juicy, healing lick on the cheek when, to my complete surprise, she grabbed me around the throat and started strangling me.
You horrible dog, you've broken my leg and made my child a savage and ruined my holiday, and now I'm going to murder you with my bare hands.
Hey, she wasn't kidding. My tongue was hanging out of my mouth, and my eyeballs were about to pop out of my head when, thank goodness, her mother-in-law pulled up and saved my life. Sally Mae's mouth dropped open when the car came to a stop beside us. Her grip around my throat loosened. She glanced around with glazed eyes and saw herself dressed in a house coat, one shoe on and one shoe off, half her hair up in rollers. Her son was running wild and naked through the yard and chasing the cat. And her lovely little hands were around the throat of her loyal dog.
Oh, why, Mom, is it already 11 o'clock?
Grandma and the two girls stared at us with big, unblinking eyes. Grandma nodded her head. Sally Mae removed her hands from my throat.
I know this must look very... I'm not sure I can...
She stood up and tried to walk on her twisted ankle. She couldn't do it without limping. Her lip quivered. Her eyes filled with tears, and she burst out crying.
Oh, Mom, everything's gone wrong today. The bathtub's dirty, the water well doesn't work, my baby's running around naked. I think I've broken my leg, I've ruined the holiday, and most of all, I hate this dog!
Grandma came over and put her arms around Sally Mae.
Now, don't you worry about that, dearie. I've been a mother, too, and you don't need to explain a thing to me. After all, I was the one who raised that husband of yours.
Sally Mae laughed and cried at the same time and buried her face on Grandma's shoulder. Grandma patted her on the back, then looked down at me. I whapped my tail on the ground just to let her know that I understood, too. She kicked me in the ribs.
Get out of here, you nasty thing. See what you've done?
Huh? Well, hey, if that's the way she felt about it, I ran for my life.